Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Thank you for joining us. The court is getting into session right now. And the judge is about to address the jury in the Lindsay Clancy trial, a hearing just taking place there after lunch. Let's go to the courtroom.
To the jury, at this point, I'm going to declare that the jury is deadlocked, and I'm going to declare a mistrial. All right? I just wanted to make a comment. I'm kind of a history buff. And during World War II, Winston Churchill was the prime minister for England, when England pretty much stood against Nazi Germany alone. And so Churchill oftentimes had to talk to the citizens and say, let us brace for our duties. And I always liked that phrase. And I thought of that phrase when all of you were agreeing to be on this jury. You agreed to brace for that duty. And each one of you knew how long the case was going to go. You knew how difficult the case was going to be to listen to facts-wise. But still, you braced for that duty. And I just kind of wanted to also let you know, I watched every day, day after day, week after week, all of you performing that duty that you braced for. And I just kind of wanted to let you know, I understood how hard everybody worked in this case. I understood that you all gave everything you could and probably more than you thought you could. On behalf of myself, I just want to thank you so much that you should be proud for what you did. You braced for that duty. You performed that duty. And I just kind of wanted to thank you on behalf of myself and behalf of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Thank you so much. The only thing I am going to ask one more thing is that what I'd like to do is be able to come back and thank you personally. I'm going to have to talk to the counsel for just a couple of minutes. So if you could stay just for a couple of minutes, not to go over the deliberations or anything like that, but just to thank you personally, again, for just an incredible commitment and dedication that each and every one of you showed here. So I just want to thank you so much. And with that, you're discharged. Thank you.
All right. Good. Just wait.
And that's how it wraps up. Lindsay Clancy standing there. Hard to really say exactly how she is feeling. I almost want to say there was sculling is the right word, but it was reminiscent of how her expression has been throughout this entire trial. I think
what I had said at the end of the evidence, I just kind of wanted to echo again. I wanted to compliment all three counsel. A trial like this, so hard, so difficult. And so I just kind of wanted to thank the three of you for your efforts in regards to this. And so with that, if you talked, I think we should probably pick a status date. A trial assignment date.
I would ask, Judge. Sorry, I didn't interrupt. I know I would like to argue a 25B2, and that has to be done within 5 days. So, I mean, I would like, if possible, to have this on for a hearing on a motion for required finding reconsideration 25B2 on Tuesday. And my request, assuming that you deny that motion, would be that we impanel the following Monday.
Oh. That would require, I'm going to have to check my schedule. And also, so what I'm going to suggest, I understand that's the request. My thinking is to try it sooner rather than later, but I'm not sure that sooner. It's a situation. I also have to check the trial court schedule, counsel schedule, witnesses schedule. But my thought would be to try this, you know, if we could do it maybe sometime later in the fall. But why don't we pick a date maybe a couple of weeks down the road so everybody can get their calendars together and kind of see where we go. All right.
What about the 25B2? A motion for required finding reconsideration within 5 days.
You can file it. Do we have to have a hearing within the 5 days?
I'd like to, but I mean,
I know you'd like to, but maybe we could do it later in the week. Maybe not Tuesday.
Good.
Maybe Thursday or so.
Sure. Governor, I'm going to be out of the state until the 22nd.
All right. Well, as long as it's filed, do you want to pick? We could do is pick that status date, trial assignment date, and actually then do the argument of the 25, Rule 25.
Okay.
Maybe that week of the 28th?
I'm supposed to start a murder in Pittsfield. I'm hoping that that's going to be continued. So I would ask if it's agreeable with the court and counsel if we could have Tuesday the 29th.
Come off?
That's fine.
Right, so why don't we do that? 29th?
Would that be at 2 o'clock or 9?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let's see, 9 o'clock. Why don't we see 9 o'clock? Okay, we come in. We'll have the defendant brought in.
Yes, please.
All set.
In the matter of Commonwealth versus Lindsay Clancy, the court declares a mistrial. All prior bail orders remain in full force and effect. This matter is continued to September 29th. 2026 at 9 a.m. for status, trial assignment, and the Rule 25 motion in Plymouth.
All right. Counsel, thank you.
Thank you.
Court, all rise.
So there you have it. That is the Lindsay Clancy trial. Round one, as best as we can say, round one, hopefully. There is not a round two, but all indicators do appear to point that will likely be what happens next. You heard Reddington there talking about filing a R25B2, what that means in attorney speak in this specific situation. It's a filing that allows the defense to renew a motion after a jury verdict. And obviously we did not have a jury verdict here other than a hung jury. It gives the trial judge broad post-verdict authority to do one of three things. It set aside the verdict and order a new trial, which likely is going to be an outcome. Order the entry of a finding of not guilty, or reduce the verdict to a lesser included offense, such as reducing a first-degree murder charge to second-degree murder or manslaughter, even if the evidence was technically sufficient to support the original verdict. We didn't get polling done either, which I thought was interesting. That has come up in other cases. Karen Reed, in fact, in Massachusetts, first trial, they argued should have been argued with or should have been looked at with polling, because the argument was that some of that ended up being a double jeopardy case if the jury had an option to have their opinion be heard across the board, some of those second charges may not have been necessarily necessary. That was the argument, not to say that it would have held out, but that was essentially some of the argument to the best of my memory. It's been a little while there. A little bit different case. It does appear that across the board on any of the charges that Lindsey Clancy was looking at, that jury would have not been in any sort of unanimous decision. But again, these are all things you want to make sure you cross your T's and you dot your I's while wrapping up this, no matter where it goes, because there's going to definitely be appellate issues here. And Reddington seems very much ready to jump onto that. Your guys' reactions in the comment sections that I'm hearing here so far. Not the outcome I had hoped for, but better than acquittal. I see that up there. The one juror is a hero, one is saying. Mistrial officially. Various, you know, folks on every side of opinion in this, kind of coming out at the end of the day, not a lot resolved. What has this trial done for the country, for Lindsey Clancy, for justice? I don't know. Certainly more awareness has been brought out, but at what cost? and has the awareness in then led us to better understanding? Awareness is one thing, but understanding and being aware are two kind of different things. I would say certainly, yes, many, I think, have been had their eyes open to a system that they didn't maybe realize was as damaged as it was. And at the end of the day, I think that is the justice here, is making sure or putting some more steps in place, some more speed bumps, something. And that really comes through awareness. So we don't have more of this, because there are other situations out there, very, very different situations. Some are similar to Lindsey Clancy. But every time a child is dead and a woman is involved, a mother, it's not just another Lindsey Clancy. There's so many tendrils to each and every one of those stories. And a lot of times, mental health is at the center of it. And pretending that that's not an issue or the thing that plays the biggest role in each and every one of our lives every single day, no matter how scary it can be as to what our brains can do, does nothing to prevent or help future people who've gone throughout their entire life, like Lindsey Clancy did. She did not have any history of violence or hating her children or her family. She wanted to feel better again. But when these sort of brain diseases strike, that's it's shocking just how little control the person has over what it can do to you. And that's why it is so important to have systems around that understand, that function, that work to help those people get through it. And maybe that's that lesson right there, that story, is something that will help hit home. Clearly, so many elements of this case hit home for so many people, connecting to it in all different ways. The vitriol against Patrick, the vitriol against her, the all over the place. A lot of emotions in a lot of different ways. This case truly connected with so many people. I'd love to hear in the comments what it was for you. What connected you to this case? Reading some of the comments here, agree with the one juror. Don't sway your morals for the going trend. She's guilty. Interesting way of phrasing it. Lots of people asking, What if it was a man? Well, I mean, fundamentally, I don't know that you can do that in this case because we're talking about postpartum issues. And last I checked, that's not really a possibility for a man to experience the dramatic shift in hormones and chemicals that a woman's body will go through in the immediate moments and the months and the weeks after giving birth to a child. So, you know, are there cases where we can certainly compare that? Sure. This one, fundamentally not built on the same ground. So I don't think that that could even really be brought into this conversation for this specific case. It's just it's apples and frogs. It's not remotely the same. So what happens next? Lindsay Clancy will very likely be remaining at Tewksbury and continue to be essentially in the same holding pattern that she has been in for the last several years. So that does mean more care in an environment that is not a prison setting. But for how long? And will the state of Massachusetts want to retry this? I think these are questions that are going to be out there in the ether for a bit. We're probably going to see some noise coming out of the prosecutor's office, possibly before the long weekend, but that is hard to say. It is going on 2:40 now, Eastern time, on the verge of a holiday weekend. And we even heard earlier today from the judge when it was suggested maybe they come back into the holiday weekend or reconvene on Tuesday. A shock in the voice that someone may want to spend an extra day, even an extra day on this when a woman's life existence is very much at stake. Again, your thoughts as you want to weigh in on this. It's going to be interesting to watch this over the weekend on replays and to get everybody's thoughts. We've done a lot of reporting on this. You'll continue to see some very interesting videos over the weekend and conversations that we had this week. If you've not watched them, please do so. And we've had a variety of opinions on this program from Jennifer Coffendaffer, who we disagree vehemently on this case, to Robin Drake, my co-host every single day, Bob Mata, Siobhan Scott, our psychotherapist, and also Eric Faddis on it this week as well. But very fascinating conversations to consume if you want to not hear screaming matches, but more so actual debate and conversation on to why this case has affected us all the way that it has. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversation of it over the weekend as everybody goes off and gets into their last weekend of summer. Reading some more of the comments here before we wrap up. I get the criminal intent. She needs to be put away, not necessarily imprisoned, which again, that's what she asked for initially. And the Commonwealth said, no, we want this to go to trial. I'm wondering if maybe on the second route, cooler heads will prevail. And that may be how this ultimately does end. Heartbreaking, outrageous. It is definitely a large gamut of emotions on every side of this. And I got to say, this trial, I wasn't expecting this one to be as big as it was. It kind of started quiet, and then everyone started seeing it, and it turned into, I would say, probably one of the biggest trials of the year, if not the biggest trial of the year. Other trials, several delays. The Gilgo never took place. But this one, for not having the publicity as some of the other ones that were coming up or that were to be scheduled, this one, what an emotional chord it certainly struck with many. I think the big thing to look at is why. Why is that? I think that's some examination that needs to go on for everyone. All right. I think I'm going to wrap up our coverage of this. We've had a chance now to hear how this ends and what happens next. Obviously, this is the end of the movie, where you then see the preview for the sequel. Not quite sure what that trailer looks like yet, but there's more to come, and we'll bring it to you. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continued coverage as the case against Lindsay Clancy unfortunately continues.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.